Welcome to the Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. I am Allison Kaczkowski, your host. Thank you so much for tuning in to check out exactly what we're talking about. Self-care means so many things to people. It's one of the reasons I decided to start this show. And you'll hear self-care discussed from a number of different angles in this space. I am grateful to have you with me, and I hope you get a lot out of what I'm going to share with you today.
Hey, everybody, it's Allison Kaczkowski. Thanks for joining me again today for another edition of The Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. This is our flagship show, and I love being with you every Tuesday morning, and I'm your host. And today, I'm excited to talk to another Allison. She doesn't spell her name like I do, though. I'm one L, and she's two L's. But I'm talking to Allison Davis today, who is a published author and a traditional naturopath. And so we're going to be talking about the concept of longevity. I think right now, and with what modern medicine has taught us and the rise again, if you will, of wellness and the emphasis on the daily self-care habits, people are living much longer now. And I think it's really great because I can look back to, you know, when I first started my career over 30 years ago, having grown up in a medical family too, I can really see the progression of how the healthcare message in general has changed. So we're going to be talking about Allison's got a really cool system, her signature system we're going to be talking about. She's also got a book out, and we're going to talk about that too. Thanks for joining me today.
It's so good to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course. So please introduce yourself if you would, and then we'll get into the rest of it.
All right. Well, I tend to say I'm an author, traditional naturopath, and mom of five.
Oh.
And, you know, my background, early background, mid-20s to mid-30s, was in TV producing. Out in LA, and then got to my mid-30s, met my husband when he was in DC. We were visiting in Oklahoma, our families who knew each other, and fell in love and did long distance for a while, then decided to move back to the small town to have children. And then I homeschooled for 20 years, and the producing and the homeschooling had a similar need in there of being a really good planner. An organizer. And that was just a skill necessary in both. And so that's a big part of my book and program is giving women a plan to execute on creating these longevity habits in a baby step kind of way, wherever
right.
they
are. Love that. Love that. Because I do feel like, especially today, that we live in such an information age. You can go and Google yes. anything you want. And it's overwhelming. People read all this information and they think, well, I need to do this and I should be doing that. And it's like, nobody really can tell you, no, you need to just do this over here. So I think it's really important as health professionals, and I put myself in that category too, that we really give people sound advice.
Yes.
And let them make the best decision for them, ultimately.
Exactly. It is a puzzle. I think it's a lifelong puzzle on how, because we do change, too, over time. And we're all different. So, you know, figuring out our own personal, you know, what works for our body and our mind, you know, to move the needle forward in all the ways.
So tell me a little bit then, just quickly, before we get into pillars, what do you think longevity means? Like, what's your general...
To me, it's like getting to... I was always fascinated with talking to people that were in their 90s or 100 and like, and able to have a conversation, right? On what was your secret? How'd you get here? You know, because everybody kind of has a different thought on it, but there were some similarities for sure. And when you look at the studies, there are similarities. But to me, it is getting to the end physically and mentally in a good place. I'm mobile. I can move. You know, I watched my mother. She died in about 7 years ago, I guess. She was 83. And the last few years of her life, she was basically with a walker or a wheelchair and Alzheimer's. And you know, her muscles had literally just deteriorated. She was always fit and thin. Well, maybe I should say thin, but like she wasn't working out. She wasn't keeping her muscular, you know, and then, you know, they say now that Alzheimer's is basically type 3 diabetes. So, you know, she had a sweet tooth. I have to fight against that myself. You know, so
Alzheimer's is really like, on the rise, unfortunately.
I know.
Almost scary.
It is. And so I just think, you know, it's longevity is just getting to that end point, but in good shape. Like the perfect death would be just like, we're doing great. You know, we die in our sleep. But we were mobile, we were cognizant, we were able to have great conversations, our relationships.
100%.
Yeah,
it's one of the things I always say since I've been in the health and fitness space for close to 30 years now. And one of my general philosophies from when I was 24, when I started to now, is the goal is always to move well and feel good.
Yes.
And stay injury free, right?
Yes. Yes.
Obviously, don't get me wrong, we all want to look good.
So. Right, of course. But it starts with feeling good.
Exactly.
In our body.
But we're created to move and live a full life. And that's really where
we are. Yeah. If our joints are creaking and stuff when we get up, we're not moving enough. We need that fluidity, just you know, moving around.
We're just not created to sit behind a computer and at a desk all day.
That's true.
And that's where so many of the health problems start. With people is their daily habits. Mm-hmm. And people are so quick to blame their genetics and, well, I've got this and that. My mom was overweight and my dad has heart disease or whatever.
Oh, yeah. That's like, no, you can't do that anymore. That's the genetics. You know, it's like they say genetics plays about a 5% factor.
Yeah, it's definitely a factor.
We are born with certain tendencies and proclivities and all of that kind of stuff. And genes, you know, but we can turn on and off some of those genes by our lifestyle habits.
So you have sort of a three-pillar approach that you use in your work to approach longevity. Let's talk about that for a minute.
Okay.
Walk us through those three.
Well, when I looked at all the lifestyle factors that were in common, okay, so we're talking about the blue zones, and I know you've probably heard the blue zones, but if anybody in your audience hasn't, it's those five locations in the world where they have conglomerations of centenarians, 100-year-olds. You know, but large conglomerations of people that live that long and are still doing okay. What their commonalities were, there's Harvard studies, big Harvard studies with hundreds of thousands of women in them. There's, I even looked at longevity within cancer, you know, and some of these people that did alternative treatments, they weren't expected to have a good outcome, but they did. And what were those? So all of these lifestyle factors, and they fall into the three categories that I call body work. That's your physical, you know, what are you eating? How are you moving your body? Are you drinking enough water? Are you sleeping enough? And are you breathing right and deep and like really thinking about that? We don't breathe correctly in America. We breathe very shallow.
We don't breathe. Right. Or we hold our breath.
Absolutely. And then there's brain work, which is our mental, emotional, and spiritual self. You know, where are those things? And then it's world work, which is our purpose. This is the outer part, our purpose and our relationships.
Yeah. And really the way that we live.
Yeah.
The way we interact in the world.
Yeah. I mean, more and more, I've seen a bunch of studies recently that talk about longevity factors, and they're really majoring on the part that's the relationships. Like a combination of, like you're supposed to have a combination of a few deep relationships. You know, that's just going to be one, two, or three people that you can really count on in any kind of situation. But also kind of a web, they called it, of different communities that you're part of. Those kind of relationships too. So
yeah, because we are created with people, with other people. You know, we're not created to live in isolation.
Right. Well, and as we get older, the loneliness factor is big. You know,
yes.
Like second half of life, maybe you've lost a spouse, your kids have all moved out of the house. You know, you're not, everything's different when you get to that point. And so refiguring out, how do I live now? How do I, you know, especially for the introvert, you know, how do I get out there and develop? Maybe I have to develop some new relationships, some new circles.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that. So, well, let's start with body work. Let's just talk about each one briefly.
Yes. Yeah. So, okay. Body work. So
within body work is more about like the physical habits.
Physical, absolutely. And within each of these pillars, I give you the big five. So this is going to lead to the 60-day dare, which is 60 is a good start. It's the name of the book. Well, I was 60 when I wrote it and kind of had the revelation of some things, but it's also 60 days is the minimum number of days to develop a new habit. It could be up to 8 months. And this is according to Dr. Caroline Leaf, a neuroscientist. She's written probably 20 books. I think she's maybe going on 70. I love her. And anyway, she's looking under the microscope at the nerve cells in the brain and can literally see the habit formation. And it takes 60 days at least. And this is a physical habit, like I'm going to walk every day, or it's a thought habit, you know, mindset shifts and stuff like that. Any kind of habit. So in body work, it's the big five. So you and I'd like you to choose one from each category for the 60 days. But again, you're going to design what works for you. Maybe you just do one thing. Anyway, it's eat. So it's something, you know, add more protein. You're going to be very specific about it. You know, if it's add more protein, which I'm probably going to do that when I do my next one, you know, it's probably going to be like 30 grams three times a day. And that's hard for me to do. But when I focus on it, I can do it. But, you know, it's just being intentional and deciding. So, or maybe it's getting rid of something. Maybe, you know, get rid of alcohol. Maybe it's add fruits and vegetables. Maybe it's a certain good diet you want to go on for 60 days. So it's just eat, you know, really paying attention to what you're eating. And then drink. That's, you know, half your body weight in ounces of water a day at least. There's some statistic about ER visits that are, the majority of them are solved with hydration, like an IV, because people just don't drink enough water.
I know.
Hydrated and yeah.
It's a simple thing, but it's true.
Got to have it with us at all times. That's what I'm like. It's very good. And then move your body. And for us in this part of life, I think it's a combination of walking and strength training. You know, yep. We have to get our muscles. And no, even if you have never done anything, you can start now. Like Joan McDonald, do you know her? She's got this Instagram. She's got like 2 or 3 million followers. She started getting healthy at 70. She's 78 now. She's like just a grandma type. And she is so inspiring. Her Instagram handle is Train with Joan. So, you know, if you're like, oh, it's too late for me. Well, it is not too late. And you just
have to never
her. Yeah. And then sleep, like we need at least 7 to 9 hours of sleep. So I give like, yeah, 25 different tips on that. And it's just like getting your sleep hygiene in check, because that's the number one way we heal from anything. We always need to be healing, right? And then breathing. So you might do a 10 or 15 minute breathing session per day, like Wim Hof, or one of my favorite books is called Breath by James Nestor. He talks about every aspect. He's like an investigative journalist, wrote this book it's a great book, just about everything about breathing and deep breathing and just doing a deep breathing session. It just gets our body, first thing in the morning, it gets our body just in a great space. Gary Brecka, another guy I love to follow on Instagram, talks a lot about that too. If you want to read more about that. And then we get into brain work. So we have... Right. So this is journaling. You know, it may be just getting what's in your head out on paper so that you can think clearly each day. Or maybe there's trauma that you just haven't dealt with or you need to deal with on another level or that kind of thing. So you can just sit there and kind of continuous writing. Just don't let the pen up. Right. So some kind of journaling. I mean, that's a step in the right direction on that. I think therapy probably is good too for that. You know, everybody's got trauma of some sort or another that we've dealt with. And by this age, we've been through a lot in life.
Yeah.
So maybe it's even grief or something. But so writing, reading, I think it's important every day to hear or read something uplifting. So that would be nonfiction, something self-improvement, could be helping you in your business. It could be listening to a podcast. Just something that's coming into your eyes and or ears that is uplifting.
Yeah, love that.
I need that daily. I listen to stuff daily. Clear is the third one. That is decluttering your house to declutter your mind, decluttering the spaces you're in. Maybe it's your car, your closet, your office, your phone, your pictures on your phone. That's a lot for me. Or it's also detoxing your house. Get rid of the chemicals that are in under your kitchen cabinet, in your laundry room, in your bathroom, the makeup you wear, the skincare that, you know, everything that goes on your skin is going right into your bloodstream. So we got to get like that. If we can just put our bodies in a position to heal, they yes. will heal. Yes. They were designed to heal. So those are big things. Then meditate, which includes meditation, prayer, affirmations. So pick one of those. You know, maybe you're going to say prayers and or write them or say them 10 minutes a day, daily, 60 days. And then create is the last one. So that is sort of some kind of art making. I mean, there's a study that says 45 minutes of art making lowers yeah. cortisol levels.
Yeah.
I love to needlepoint, you know, but, and I give you like a ton of different options. Maybe you have one you love, but just taking the time to sit and do that thing.
So I'm thrilled to announce that I'm partnering with a brand new product, and it's called Cellevate. This is an amazing, tasty, gummy supplement, and it comes in two varieties. One designed to help you with inflammation and recovery, perfect for after a workout, or if you've had like several days in a row where you've really pushed it and you're really starting to feel it in your body, this is the perfect addition to a regular routine. The other formula helps address focus and memory, which, let's be honest, I think we can all use a little help there, right? What's different about Cellevate is that not only does it taste great, but it has amazing antioxidant power. So many vitamins and supplements on the market today, you either have to take several in a single day to even see any kind of tangible result, or most of the time, a lot of them don't even give you the result that they promise. And Cellevate checks both boxes. I take one of each formula every day, and what's more is that they pack and travel really well. So you can take some and put them in a Ziploc bag and throw it in your bag when you're going out of town, and they won't melt. And it just is the perfect addition to whatever it is that you're doing every day in the way of vitamins and supplements and whatever else works for you. So I knew that I had to get in here and at least tell you about it. I would love it if you would head over to their site and give it a try. I'm actually going to offer you a really special deal. You can find this amazing product at their website, and that's spelled cellevate.com, which is cellevate.com. And use my special promo code, the Allison K 2024, and you can save 15% off. I would love to know what you think once you have a chance to try this.
And then we get into world work. So if like many people, like I was when I turned 60, you're at that kind of transformational stage and you're like, okay, my kids are all gone, or I've spent 30 years in this career and I'm just like, I got to do something different. This is not doing it for me. I don't feel like it's my purpose now. You know, maybe it's shifting a little bit. Who knows? But if you're in that position, you can choose Dream, which is a list of 60 questions that are going to get you to what your purpose is right now. And so you would answer like in writing, you could combine that with the journaling, each one question a day for 60 days. So they're just designed to funk you down the path of what's your purpose now?
Yeah, because so much think about our day-to-day life. So it's great that you're talking about this, because so much of what we teach, especially on our retreats, is about let's go meet your future self. Your future self's with you every day.
Yes. The real question is, what do you want to be in 5 years or 10 years? What do you want your life to look like? 100%. You know, and that's what we're talking about, having next decade be so wonderful. And then it gets in more into the relationship part with engage. So you're going to, this would be really applicable to someone that lives alone, maybe. You know, that has to make that effort to engage with other people, whether it's a girlfriend, go to coffee, a brother that lives across the country that you never talk to, you know, phone call, not texting, but just some kind of engaging in a positive way. You're intentionally going to make this a positive, you know, engagement with a friend or just another person in your life. Then gather, which is the spiritual component again. You know, one of the big factors in all of these studies was these people were part of a spiritual community, whatever that means. So it might mean you go to church weekly, or it might mean you're in some kind of small group, or you could be an online small group for that subject. Maybe it's a one-on-one with a spiritual counselor or just another person for that purpose to discuss, to, you know, just that's the main purpose of that. Help, which would be volunteering, another great way people find their purpose. But I always caution people, you know, don't be volunteering for something you really don't want to do, because that's just going to create resentment. You know, you're not, there's someone out there that it's meant for. Yeah. If you don't feel like in your body,
I would also, the gathering and the helping is really more appealing to our need to like be part of something bigger than ourselves, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It does go to the spiritual side, yes, for sure. But a lot of people find their purpose through some kind of volunteer situation too. So it's got a lot. And then the last one is ACT, which is if you do know your purpose, what you're really sinking your teeth into right now, just work on that for 30 minutes, an hour a day, whatever you want.
All really good stuff. So all of this in your book is called The 60 Day Dare?
The book is called 60 is a Good Start.
60 is a good start.
Okay. Yes. And there's a planner that is accompanies it. It's usually there together if you're looking on Amazon, but it's wherever books are sold. But the program that it leads to is called the 60 Day Dare.
And really what you talk about with this is to pick something from each of these three areas and work 60 days,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. You on the world work part, you can rotate between those things. Like you're not going to go to church every day, but actually some people do, but but on the world work part, just pick what you need to work on. And there's a self-assessment thing in there that'll help you kind of get to that. What do I need to work on? But you know, and you can rotate through those. The body work and the brain work, I really would like for you to do that for 60 days. We're going to start that, you know, create that habit.
Yeah. And it's really just, you know, not just picking what you're going to do, but then it's like practicing and repeating and dialing it in so that it really becomes part of who you are.
Exactly. That's our goal here, to ultimately be doing all of these key longevity habits as a regular basis. And that just kind of becomes our life. Yeah.
I love it. So what's your piece of advice to, I'm thinking about the person listening who's maybe like thinking, you know what, I really need something like this. This is really what I need. Maybe they feel like they're stuck. Maybe they feel like they just need a fresh start or a new perspective. So I guess what I'm asking is, can you offer people listening like a couple pieces of advice or like a little tangible something that they can walk away and implement right away?
I mean, I give you two things that are two of my favorite thoughts. One is your future is hidden in your daily routine. I love that line. If you're have this idea of what I want my future to look like, but it's not happening in your daily routine, it's not going to happen. So that understanding just that. And the other one I love is environment triggers behavior. So that is really key. So we're trying to change our behavior, right? So for instance, our eating, you know, I love to have glass bowls that I can see through with fruits and vegetables at eye level in my fridge, like set my refrigerator up to trigger the behavior that I want.
And to support you.
To support me, yes. I try, you know, I still got kids in the house, so this piece is really hard, but also, like, if you're going to have, like, a real treat, which that's okay, you know, we got to have our treats every now and then.
Yeah.
I try to not have it in the house. I have to make myself go out and get that thing, right? Or have your tennis shoes sitting out where you can see them maybe the moment you open your eyes in the morning, and they're not hidden in the closet. So you see them, it triggers your behavior I like to say, just lace up your shoes. Just lace up your shoes. That gets you one step closer to walking out the front door and walking down the block and, oh, it's a beautiful day. I think I'll keep walking. You know, so we want to set up our environment. I mean, see that cushion on the floor right there?
Yeah.
That is there so that I don't always sit on the cushion. Sometimes I sit in that chair. But when I see that cushion, I'm more likely to sit down on the cushion on the floor. Well, that just sort of getting up and getting down like that, that's helping the mobility.
Yeah, you're getting that extra movement in. And it's also a piece of what I always, when I was in fitness full time, what I would always teach my clients is let's set yourself up to succeed. Let's put your workout clothes in a bag and your car. Let's make sure your shoes are out that you can get to them quickly. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, those little things you don't think about, but those little things are huge when you're trying to establish something new.
Well, that book, Atomic Habits by James Clear, I've heard of that book. But that environment part, he thinks, is the biggest part,
the biggest key to
success.
Not only are we creatures of habit, we're creatures of habit of the things that we don't want to be doing, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
We need to have, we thrive on routine. Mm-hmm. So, and if you think about it, like, you know, I used to work with people, you know, some of my clients were, had never walked in the door of a gym when I owned my studios, mm-hmm. and, you know, had never like really done a significant routine, you know? Mm-hmm. And then you think, for someone like me, who's been active all my life, it's like, it's hard to imagine that. But at the same time, what we have to remember when this goes for any habit is, it's always, where do you start and what can you keep repeating that's going to work? So like, if you don't have an hour a day, okay, let's start with 10 minutes.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. That's why I like baby step concept.
Yeah. Okay. So you don't like drinking a lot of water. Let's start with just keeping a small bottle.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right. Let's start by adding a few greens to one meal. You know, it's like the little things that you get that. It's like compound interest. It all adds up.
Exactly. Right? So true. Yeah.
Love it. Love it. Where can people connect with you?
Well, my website is my name, AllisonMcCuneDavis.com. And there's a place where you can sign up to get notified about the 60-day dare there. That's right there on the top of the menu. And then I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook, too. So those are the two, same, my name, places.
Under the 60-day dare or your name?
Under my name.
Under your name. And so you're on Instagram as Allison McCune Davis?
Yes. Yes.
Got it. Okay, so it'd be easy for people to find you, though.
Yes.
All right. Got it. Thanks so much for making time to talk to me today. This was really
fun. Thank you. Yes, it was fun.
Yeah, of course. So folks out there listening, there was a lot of gold dropped in this episode. So if you are looking for a reset, if you were looking for a chance to reboot any of your habits, and look, we all fall off the wagon from time to time. I totally get that, myself included. So these are just little good, solid reminders that you can just pick any one of these things and run with it for 60 days and just see what can happen. So if you are interested in connecting with Allison, learning more about her work and what she does, you can go to her website, Allison McCune Davis. That's Allison with two L's, McCune Davis. You will find that link in the show notes. So please feel free to reach out to her, or you can connect with her on any of her socials. And on that note, if what we talked about today was helpful for you, please feel free to copy the link to this episode and share it with a friend or anybody that you think needs to hear it, because this is really what we've been able to do here at CU Fitness and the Allison K Agency, and starting a movement with our podcast. This is why we have listeners from all over the world. And it's because we share and we subscribe and we, you know, share things with people that we think need to hear it. And if you like, you can come over to my site at theallisonk.com and just hit the connect button in the upper right-hand corner. We will be glad to do that for you. So if you just write to us and say, hey, I really want this episode to go to my Aunt Fran, then we can definitely take care of that for you. Thanks for always supporting us, for always showing up, for always being a part of what we're doing. You guys are the reason why we show up every single week and why we are going to continue to do that. This is Allison Katzkowski with The Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. You're one step closer to living your ultimate life, so make it a good one.